Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In this Radio Bible School, we're studying old Sunday school lessons, and these are the Sunday school lessons written by E.A. Elam. And we've been looking at the Sunday school lessons he prepared for the Sundays of 1924. And in the last class, as we came to a close, we completed the last of those Sunday school lessons for that year. It was for the Sunday of December the 28th, 1924, on the very last page of printing. And this old Sunday school book, I found a poem by Joseph Addison. Let me read that to you. It says, "When all thy mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, transported with the view, I'm lost in wonder, love, and praise. Unnumbered comforts on my soul, thy tender care bestowed before my infant heart conceived, from whom the comforts flowed. 10,000,000 gracious gifts my daily thanks employ, nor is the least a cheerful heart that tastes those gifts with joy. Through all eternity to thee a joyful song I'll raise, but oh, eternity's too short to utter all thy praise." I'm going to close this Sunday school book now. At the end of this Bible school study today, I'll return it to its place on the shelf, where it sat for many years before I opened it up for this Radio Bible School. But I've already pulled the next book down. And let me show you how this works. This is Elam's notes on Bible School lessons for 1925, Improved Uniform International Series. I'll open this book and show you what it contains in just a moment. Before I do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. Now let me open this old book. It's a little bit frail, so I'll be careful with it. And as I turn the pages, the first thing I come to is a map of Palestine. Now you might want to get your Bible and look in the back, and you'll see some maps. And the study of Bible geography and the study of these maps can help us with understand these lessons, particularly when we're looking at the journeys of Jesus and the places that are named. And we can get a mental picture of how all these things were located in relation to one another by looking at these maps. Let me describe this map to you. One of the prominent features that we see in the land of Palestine is down toward the south. It's called the Dead Sea. And you may remember seeing this on maps. You can imagine what I'm about to tell you. You see, south of the Dead Sea was the land called Edomia. It's the land of Edom. But over to the, that would be the east of the Dead Sea, that's on the right in this map. And just a little bit alongside the Dead Sea, in the south part of the Dead Sea, is the ancient land of Moab. Now going up that side of the Jordan River and going north, we come to places that we are familiar with, like Mount Nebo and the land of the Ammonites and Ramoth-Gilead and Jabesh-Gilead and Beth-Araba. We come to that region called the Decapolis up near the Sea of Galilee. That was a place of 10 Greek cities that had settled. The Greeks had settled in these cities in that period between the Testaments. And then going up from there, we see that the Jordan River begins to play out. But yet we can find still Caesarea Philippi And north of that, Mount Hermon. Now let's go back to the south part of this map, with the land of Edom south of the Dead Sea. But coming up the other side, on the west side of the Dead Sea, we find the land of Judea. And central to that land is the city of Jerusalem. Off from Jerusalem and down near the Jordan River is the city of Jericho. And then going north of Jerusalem and Jericho, not too far north, we come to the land of Samaria. And that was a place settled by those that came in after the Jews had been driven out of the land. They intermarried with some of the Jews that stayed. And we know that the Jews of Judea despised the half-Jews of Samaria. And so when we read interesting accounts of how they responded to the Samaritans and how Jesus had passed right through that land. But then going north of Samaria, we come to the land of Galilee. There we find Nazareth, where Jesus was born, and Cana, where he had attended a wedding feast, and the place of Capernaum that he had made his home, just north of the Sea of Galilee, extending north of Galilee, and on further west toward the Mediterranean Sea. There's the region of Phoenicia, and those ancient cities of Tyre and Sidon. Now that's what we find on this map of Palestine. And I like to study these old maps and see what I can learn, and learn how to associate the things the scriptures say with the places we see on these maps. Well, I turn the page, and on the opposite side of that is another map. Now the caption under this map is called "The Scene of Paul's Journeys and of the Early Churches." Well, as you would expect, this is a map of the regions round about the Mediterranean Sea. Let me kind of go around the Mediterranean Sea and tell you the places I see on this map, and this will recall memories in your mind of the stories you have heard. Down in the lower left-hand corner of this, we see the map is labeled Africa. And of course, that is south of the Mediterranean Sea. But then going on across Africa on the south, we come to the land of Egypt. Going past Egypt and the Nile River Delta, we come to that land of Palestine that is east of the Mediterranean Sea. And now we turn north. And going north of Palestine, we pass into Syria. Here we see the city of Antioch, where Paul would begin so many of his missionary journeys. And out from Antioch a little ways in the Mediterranean Sea is the island of Cyprus. Going from Antioch and working ourselves around, we find place names that are familiar with us who know the epistles of Paul, like Cilicia and Cappadocia and Pontus and Bithynia, in the region of Galilee, where when we find Iconium and Lystra and Derbe. And then down by the Mediterranean Sea itself, there is Pamphylia. And then past Galilee and Pamphylia is that region that was known in those days as Asia. This is where we find those seven churches of Asia that we read about in the book of Revelation. And we might note that Paul wrote epistles to churches in this region, particularly the book of Ephesians to the Christians at Ephesus, and the book of Colossians to the Christians in Colossae. Now going on around Asia Minor and going north of that, we see here on the coast of the sea is Troas, and that's where Paul had come when he received that vision in the night that said, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And so we see that Paul trashed from Troas and made it over across that sea into Philippi of Macedonia. And then we read about places he had been, like Thessalonica and Berea, and then going south into the region of the Greeks, Athens and Corinth. And then we come to the Ionian Sea and the Adirondack Sea and across that is the peninsula that looks much like a boot, and that is Italy. That is where Rome is. Going south of Italy, we find the island of Sicily, and south of the island of Sicily is the little island of Malta, where Paul had been shipwrecked. Now, if you'd followed along in your Bible, you would have been able to follow me around the Mediterranean Sea. But these are the places where Paul made his journey, and these are the places the church was established by him in those journeys. And in looking at the Sunday school lessons of 1925, we see we're going to be studying the book of Acts, and we'll come across these places in our study. This is, according to this fly page here, the fourth annual volume of these improved uniform international studies. And we have the copyright here that says the Bible text and quotations used in this volume are taken from the Standard American Edition of the Revised Version, copyright 1901, by Thomas Nelson and Sons, and used by permission. You see, the English scholars had got together and thought they would revise the King James Version based on modern scholarship. And they came out with the English Revised Version in about 1885. But 15 years later, the American scholars that had worked with them continued to work to improve that translation and produce the American edition of that revised version. And the official name of that is the Standard American Edition of the Revised Version, but it has come to be known as the American Standard Version. And that's what we're going to be using. Since Elam uses this in his notes, I have copies of that old translation, and we're going to be using that as we study these lessons. In preparing the lessons of this book and his Bible lessons for 25 years past, the author has drawn valuable information from all available commentaries, histories, dictionaries, chronological tables, and has endeavored to give due credit in proper form for all direct quotations. But he wishes further to acknowledge indebtedness to all these for information he has expressed in his own language. Above all, he is greatly indebted and most grateful to that thoroughly conscientious and most profound teacher of the Word of God, Brother David Lipscomb, now resting from his labors, while his work lives after him. In these lessons for 1925, we're going to continue studying the life of Jesus. We'll read about and study his triumphant entry, the Last Judgment, the Lord's Supper, how he comforts his disciples, the vine and the branches, his intercessory prayer, Jesus in Gethsemane, a lesson on good citizenship, which is a temperance lesson, Christ before Pilate, the Savior on the cross, our Lord's resurrection, the 40 days, and the ascension, and then review the closing period of Christ's ministry. And then we will turn to a three-quarter series on the spread of Christianity, studies in Acts and the Epistles. And we'll be looking at these following lessons: the blessings of Pentecost, the cripple at the beautiful gate, life in the early church, Stephen the first martyr, the benefits of total abstinence, Philip and the Ethiopian treasurer, Saul becomes a Christian, Saul begins his great career, Peter at Lydia and Joppa, Peter's broadening vision, the church in Antioch, Peter delivered from prison, the beginning of foreign missions, the gospel in Antioch of Pisidia, the gospel in Lystra, the council at Jerusalem, the epistle of James, the beginning of the second missionary tour, the Macedonian call, and many other lessons that lie before us. Make sure you tune in.